Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, the 9th of September already, 2013. Hope you had a great weekend. It was nice to wake up to the gentle rain. It was gentle anyway at our place this morning, and the plants, I'm sure, really liked getting a little lubrication. The Buckmaster Show, we are live each weekday. We're here 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. Also, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, a station with great reach. And we like to make it very easy for you to hear the program. So we live stream at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. You can hear the program anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. We also post the program to the tucsoncitizen.com website and tucsonsentinel.com as well. Also, there are links at the homepage for Green Valley News and Sol Rita Sun, and Blog for Arizona also has us prominently displayed. We'll get things rolling on this Monday afternoon with commentators Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom. 30 minutes past the hour, so many questions concerning possible military action in Syria. We will check in with General John Wickham, the former U.S. Army Chief of Staff. Very appropriate day to have General Wickham on the program, hear his views on what he thinks we should do. If you have a comment or question, we invite you to call us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. In fact, I'll put this out there right now. I think we would love to hear from you, our listeners. What do you think we should do about Syria? Because that's what we're going to be talking to Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom about here in a few moments. You can also follow us on Facebook. We invite you to do so. Our growing presence on Facebook, it's Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. And every Monday we do kick things off with the Monday Political Face-Off. Our team of commentators this week, Bruce Ash, Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom, former vice chair. And he was also chair of the Pima County Democratic Party and also one-time chair of the state Democratic Party. The Monday Political Face-Off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Bruce Ash, good to see you, and we'll welcome Paul Eckerstrom in a few moments. Paul is caught in traffic, and these days that can easily happen, can't it?
Yeah, it sure can. I was lamenting to you before the show started just how difficult it's been to get around with everybody back in school and probably even some, you know, folks who are returning to Tucson who haven't been here during the summer. I was at Rosh Hashanah services on Thursday, and the rabbi said, well, we'll have a lot more people here next week when the rest of Tucson gets back from San Diego. So you never know about that.
Yeah, traffic is a mess, and he has just walked into the KVOI studios. Paul Eckerstrom, good to see you. Traffic is a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, and I got a little bit of a late start, too. So,
well, it's good to have you here with us, Paul and Bruce. And, of course, the question of the day, and will be really the question pretty much for this hour, is the situation with Syria. I think it's safe to say, and I think probably everyone would agree on this, Bruce and Paul, that it's a mess. Is that a good term?
Yeah, I get my take on it is that this is not an easy, it's complex issue. I think you know, what Assad did to his people deserves a response. What that response is really difficult, or whether it could be even effective. I'm thinking there's now a push by the Russians to have the UN come in and take over the chemical stockpiles in Syria, and so they won't be used in the future. That might be a resolution. But, you know, Congress is up in the air about what they want to do. I'm certainly in the camp where this is a very confusing situation. I'm not sure what to do. But I think America's credibility is on the line. We need to do something to respond to what happened, and it's not an easy issue for the president or for the members of Congress to have to deal with it.
Well, Bruce Ash, the American people, last poll I saw, it was like about 5-1, do not want us to take military action against Syria.
That's right, Bill and Paul. And I think Peggy Noonan, in her Wall Street Journal op-ed column over the weekend, really nailed this pretty well. This is not a right and left argument. This is not a Republicans and libertarians and isolationists and so on. This really is, I think, as much as anything else, it's beginning a breakdown of the public confidence in our elected officials. And it did start in Iraq. And some people have said that we are weary of war. I would say that Americans today are wary of war. I think that they are wary of what they hear their elected officials tell them and what they think is good for them. And so many of them think that they have all of the information. Well, I'll tell you, I sometimes have an opportunity to operate at those levels, and I will share with you my observation is most of those guys, even themselves, the really honest ones, mm-hmm. they admit they live in a bubble and they don't have all the information. And as a voter, as a resident, as a citizen, boy, it's pretty scary to think that we could be going into this Syrian adventure as an honor war, because we saw what happened in August of 1914 when similar things led to what later became the First World War.
That is a concern.
Yeah, you know, and look, I think a lot of people are torn on this issue, and I'm sure the president himself is, as well as members of Congress. But you're going to see in a vote in Congress, I think a lot of people on the far left in Congress joining with a lot of people on the far right to probably vote no against this. And whether the resolution passes or not is in real doubt. It's one of those issues that's so complex and so difficult. You know, one of the things is it's going to be a limited strike, no boots on the ground. That's clear from the administration.
But that's not what the authorization says. It actually authorizes as many as 75,000 troops.
Well, I think it's going to be a limited strike if the authorization goes through. The question is, does a limited strike send the message we need to send? Is it enough? Is it too much? Because if it's too much, the scenario that Bruce just talked about is that might somehow drag us into an escalation where we have to get in eventually into the middle of a civil war in the Middle East, which is the last place I think anybody wants to be. So, you know, I'm hoping this this proposal by the Russians actually may be the way out, where a UN peacekeeping force comes in and takes over the chemical weapons so they can't be used in the civil war again. And then that may resolve the whole situation, and force doesn't have to be used in any way, shape, or form at that point. If all sides seem to agree on that, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But that's kind of, frankly, when I saw that proposal by the Russians, I was saying, well, finally, the Russians are actually being positive in doing something about this and not just, you know, sitting on the sidelines saying it didn't happen.
Does President Obama take action even if Congress says no, Bruce Ash?
Well, there are many who question why.
And I think Congress will say, if you had to probably bet on it right now, they'll say no.
Well, as of, I think, Friday morning, there were counted 199 no votes in the House. It's hard to say, what the answer is to that. The real bad actor here, though, is Iran. And every day we keep talking about Syria and we keep talking about military action there. It's one more day that the Iranians continue with their drive to develop nuclear weapons and to develop a stockpile, which could potentially change the entire status quo in that region and lead to further nuclear proliferation, because Iran's neighbors, both Arab as well as non-Arab, seriously fear development of nuclear weapons and a means with which to deliver them that the Iranians appear to be leading to at this time. Everything that happens in Syria, it all comes from Iran, because Syria is a client state, and Hezbollah and Hamas really are, allies with both Syria as well as in as well as from Iran. So, you know, the overarching concern, and a friend of mine, Ilan Berman, who's with the American Foreign Council, Foreign Policy Council, we've been talking about this recently. Iran is the bad actor here. We can't lose sight of Iran. And the president had an opportunity in 2009 when the Green Revolution, that was a true revolution. And you can't call it an Arab Spring. It's more of a Persian Spring because, you know, the right. Iranians aren't Arabs. But that would have been a real opportunity to create a positive revolution that might have created the ability to avoid all of what we currently are facing today.
Does the president act without, if Congress doesn't approve? I don't think he does. I don't think he would have kicked it to Congress for an approval if he was going to do that. If the Syrians do further action in this regard in terms of using chemical weapons,
it's to the
I think he would. I think he would at that point. But in terms of this authorization for this act, I don't think he would take action if Congress didn't approve. In terms of the overarching view of what Bruce was indicating in the region and Iran, you know, if we don't do something, if something is not done by the international community, and I don't include the U.S. doesn't have to go this alone all the time. I agree with a lot of folks out there that why we have to be the policemen of the world all the time. But if the international community doesn't take action on this, it does give kind of a green light to regimes like Iran or North Korea, who already have weapons of mass destruction, like nuclear weapons, to produce them and potentially use them, because there's not going to be any ramifications. So I think that's why I kind of just lean on the side in a very close call that we need to take some sort of action to send that message, no matter even if it isn't that effective, as long as it's symbolic. I have the feeling that if we do take action, what we should be doing is, okay, Assad, if you're going to use chemical weapons on your own people, guess what? You lose your Air Force. We just go in and take out their Air Force and not allow their Air Force to fly, knock it out on the ground. That's the type of limited strike that I think would actually be effective, because now Assad doesn't have an Air Force in the middle of a civil war.
Going back to the question of what would happen if Congress didn't authorize military force, it's actually in Barack Obama's best political interests not to do that, because he can blame Congress, he can blame the Republicans and say, well, you know, they didn't let me do it. Now look what happened, and try to play that out in 2014
elections. I have a feeling
elections.
It won't be just blaming Republicans. It'll be blaming a lot of folks in the Democratic Party,
and that,
too.
And that's the problem.
That's how split it is.
Yeah, that's the problem that he has. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. Richard is going to be up next when we come back on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Richard will weigh in. If you would also like to weigh in, any Buckmaster Show listeners on the live line 790-2040, what should we do about Syria? The question on the table. We'll be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your health care by taking your medicines safely.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Twenty-two minutes now after the noon hour on this Monday on the Buckmaster Show, Political Face-Off with Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom is presented by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Any of your gallery needs concerning framing or art for your walls, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Moe is the gentleman I always recommend for all framing issues. Let's go now to Richard on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Bill, another great show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that so far in this battle of public opinion, I'm really proud of Americans for standing up, calling their congresspeople relentlessly. And, you know, we now have our congresspeople and the politicians in this country wringing their hands, of course. But they are bowing to public opinion. It's overwhelming. I think Bruce would definitely agree with me there. And Americans believe that the number one priority of this nation is to get our economy in better shape. We don't need distractions halfway around the world and get embattled in a war zone that is fraught with so many dangers. I mean, you know, the one thing we're definitely not talking about anymore with this huge distraction is Benghazi, the IRS scandal, the NSA scandals, the president bugging all the API reporters, the James Rosen scandal. We're not talking about any of that anymore, are we? What we're talking about is this pumped up crisis in the Mideast. And you know what's really dangerous about this is that the NSA and the military industrial complex is so mad at the Russians right now. Because okay, Edward Snowden is eating their lunch. So they are furious with the Russians, and this is really dangerous right now. I don't think this is about Syria anymore.
All right.
I think we want to get in there and rub the Russians' nose. What do you think, Bruce?
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
Well, it's a good question. It's hard to answer and know with any certainty. Perhaps when General Wickham's on the show in just a few minutes, when the two of us amateurs get done, procrastinating or prognosticating, he'll tell us a real story. I suspect he'll probably say, though, that although the economy certainly isn't very strong, and it's not, as we saw from last week's jobless numbers, the real problem is the military is overextended. And when they're already on short rations in Afghanistan and, you know, aircraft carriers are sitting in port, not out in you know, at sea points and ready for battle, you have a real problem potentially putting 75,000 men in harm's way, which is what the authorization calls for.
Paul Ackerstrom.
You know, I think there's a feel of a lot of Americans out there that we should be paying attention to our own borders and shores and dealing with our economy and not getting distracted. I don't think this is an Iraq war or an Afghanistan war type of situation, though, and I think we need to remember that. This is at best going to be a limited strike that is supposed to send a message. If that message is strong enough and loud enough and clear enough, I don't know. This is not an easy thing. But I do know is that for the first time in a long time, the left, the far left and the far right seem to be coming together to kind of oppose this action.
And we have not seen that in a long time.
No, we haven't. We haven't. Now, they're pitted now against the more moderates in both parties in Congress. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. It'll be interesting to see if the president can rally more support from the American people in his address on Tuesday or tomorrow. And, you know, I'm not sure he's going to be able to accomplish that. And frankly, sometimes if you believe action needs to be taken and you're a person in Congress, sometimes you have to go against your constituents if you believe that's what's right, even though that's not what your constituents want. So the people in Congress have a really tough decision to make over the next week or two, and I'm not sure how it's going to come out.
All right, let's go to Zach. Zach is up next now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Zach. You're with Paul and Bruce. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. My question is to your guest, is what's the story behind this? I mean, the true story. Obviously, there's always a public story, and then there's a private political story. I mean, you can't sit here and tell me that Obama, in his right mind, is thinking about sending troops into Syria when we did nothing to arrest our own people in Benghazi. So what's the reasoning? Is it oil? Is it for his public persona because of the red line?
Okay.
What's the real motivation? We didn't do anything in Rwanda. Over 5 million people died between Rwanda and the Congo.
All right.
And, you know,
what's
Zach,
the story?
That's true about Rwanda. I will say that Bill Clinton has since said that was his worst decision in his presidency, was not intervening in Rwanda to save millions of people from genocide. So there is a moral aspect to this decision that, you know, there was a red line drawn, but the red line was based on a moral outrage that any type of chemical weapons used on civilian populations was just wrong, and the international community should be outraged and do something about it. And so that's why Obama's moving in the direction he's moving. The question is he going to get enough support from the American public and Congress to do it?
All right. What's the real story, Bruce Ash? Answer Zach's question.
The real story is American prestige. It's on the line, and it's the president's prestige that's on the line along with it. I'm not sure that a public official who's made a mistake and thought out loud about something he really wasn't serious about, perhaps, ought to lead us to war. And that is what seems to have happened here. You know, when FDR was president, many people criticized him for not bombing the railroad tracks leading to the death camps.
Mm-hmm.
And for decades, many Jews and survivors of the Holocaust, had very harsh things to say about FDR. They said the same thing about Truman as he wound up the Second World War when he dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. Gosh darn it. Those presidents had a policy. They saw it through. They were resolute. I'm not sure that Barack Obama and his staff are resolute. They can't get their story straight from hour to hour.
Robert has been patiently waiting. Robert, you'll be the last word here. Go ahead quickly.
Hey, Bruce, we should have stuck to the plan of bombing civilizations that either have oil or are in charge of securing the passage of oil. And if we would just admit it and draw the line there, there wouldn't be so much of this. Well, I know we need to use a bomb, but I don't know how we should use it. Americans do not understand anything unless they're charged.
Okay. Bruce Ash?
Thank you. Well, our national self-interest is not at stake here, I believe. And I think that's probably the primary reason for not going to war. And not having a definite outcome certainly would lead one to believe that there is not going to be a good outcome in this adventure.
Final word, Paul Ackerstrom.
And I can't totally disagree with what Bruce is saying, but I think I fall on just the side that we have to send some sort of message because of the moral outrage that's happened. And I condemn the international community of folks in the international community that aren't with us on this.
All right. Bruce Ash, Paul Ackerstrom, our callers, thank you very much. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Family owned and run since 1985. Please support Moe. They do a great job for all of your framing. Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We'll be right back with General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When President Obama talks to the American people tomorrow evening, hoping to build support for a U.S. military strike against Syria, new polls suggest that he'll have his work cut out for him. The APGFK poll finds a majority of people who were surveyed oppose U.S. military strike on Syria. Former Secretary of State Clinton says any move by Syria to surrender its chemical weapons to international control would be an important step. She spoke at the White House after meeting with President Obama. Prosecutors and defense lawyers in the Colorado theater shootings case getting their first look at an opinion from a state psychiatrist on whether James Holmes was legally insane when he killed 12 people and injured 70 others. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 140 points. More details at srnnews.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
.12:34 on the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show, and once a month we welcome our contributor on military and foreign affairs, General John Wickham. General Wickham was U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was also Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He is now retired in Oro Valley and joins us on the Buckmaster Show live line. General Wickham, always an honor and a pleasure to have you on the program. How are you today, sir?
Fine, Bill. Glad to be with you.
Well, a lot of our listeners have patiently been waiting, General Wickham, to hear your views on the situation in Syria that many say is just really a mess. Folks want to know, what should we do? Please fill us in.
Well, it's a fast-moving scene, Bill, and I think it's important. Like most Americans, I originally had the view that we do not need to get involved in another war over there. We do not need to attack Syria. We don't know the outcome, and attacking them with a limited attack isn't going to make much of a difference with this country. And so my original view was we need to just not do anything other than rhetoric, anger, maybe go to the United Nations and get some kind of action there. But the more I thought about it, the more I began to realize that if Syria, like any rogue nation, can get away with using banned weapons, like chemical or even nuclear weapons, with impunity, what does that say about an Iran that might one day, acquire a nuclear weapon and maybe want to use it against Israel? What about North Korea that might want to use it, nuclear weapons? It's got half a dozen and the makings of six more. Might want to use one on South Korea and get away with it, because their attitude would be, look, the global nations are ignoring the use of these weapons of mass destruction, so what's going to stop us from using it? So that kind of turned me around to realize that the world has got to sort of go after a rogue nation like Syria that uses weapons, the chemical weapons, with impunity, and punish them for doing it, to force other nations to realize, look, you cannot with impunity use weapons of mass destruction. You've got to use other means of carrying out your foreign policy. So that sort of turned me around to the view that, with Obama's view, that yes, we need to have a strike against Syria to punish them and maybe force them, by damaging their military capabilities, force them to the negotiating table. That's a possibility. Now, there have been some new developments. As you know, the Russian foreign minister has spoken with the Syrian foreign minister recently, here in the past few hours, and has proposed that if Syria gives up all of its nuclear, all of its chemical weapons to international control, so that international control can destroy them eventually, then maybe that would avoid any kind of a strike. And the Syrian foreign minister welcomed that proposal. Now, the U.S. government is very skeptical, and I am too, about this, but I think it's requiring us to take a hard look at it. What does that mean? Are the Syrians really serious about the willingness to do that, and what international body would be involved from the United Nations to control these weapons and to assure that they were destroyed. Assad is saying they don't have any nuclear weapon, I mean any chemical weapons, but we do know that they have them. So it's kind of thrown a monkey wrench into the process here. As you know, the Congress is going to debate whether to authorize a strike. It's very close. My guess is that the Congress might probably say no, and in which case I don't think that the president ought to go ahead with a strike.
General
John, have to see.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. So many things to talk about concerning this. It's very difficult, General Wickham, for many Americans to figure out who the good guys are in this. This is part of the problem. What type of strike would be something that would be in the realm of possibility for you?
Well, you've got to five ships there that have Tomahawk missiles, and so we may be talking of 50 to 75 or maybe even 100 Tomahawk missiles who are very accurate, and they can take out military targets, destroy them. They carry quite a payload. There may also be the use of bombers with standoff weapons that can be fired into Syrian airspace to take out other targets. I think that the plan would be to provide sufficient damage to Assad to make them realize that his air force is crippled and that his military intelligence capability and research capability is crippled, and that maybe they need to sit down and begin to think about negotiating.
All right, General Wickham, we're going to go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan has a question for General Wickham. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, this all sounds too simplistic to me. First of all, we're not sure, but what the rebels in Syria have chemical weapons and possibly biological weapons that I've read, and the Russian proposal would have nothing to do with those weapons. And also, doesn't the general realize that once we start bombing people, we're at war, and our ships over there are all sorts of danger, and before this war might be over, we could have troops all over that area. And I wish you would address this too. If Obama goes into this by himself, then he could become a war criminal and could never go to Europe because he would be treated as our former Secretary of Defense is treated.
Okay, Dan, thank you very much. Go ahead, General Wickham.
Yeah, Dan, you raised a very important questions, and I'm sure a lot of people share that. The issue about going in there with the rebels, yes, the rebels may have access to some weapons. Of course, Assad claims that they do have them, and my guess is that if the Russian proposal has any legs on it, it's going to require the rebels to expose what they have and have those controlled also. So that's part of the solution. A part of the rebels, maybe 20% of them, are al-Qaeda. They're radicals. So we've got a problem in terms of supporting the rebels. We don't know who's the rebel, who's the radical, and who is not. And that's part of the difficulty of giving them too many weapons.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to take a break right here. General Wickham, stay with us. We'll be right back. If you would like to join in the live line conversation, General Wickham would be happy to hear from you, entertain your question or comment. Our number is 790-2040. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up!
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza!
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
And a carrot cake!
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Coming up now on 1247, this Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. They have a big event coming up this weekend. It's called Pick-A-Mania. It's a festival for bluegrass, folk, and Americana music. It is a weekend's worth of free music in Silver City, just three and a half hours east of Tucson, and many nice places to stay in the area, including Pinos Altos Cabins, Ridge Park RV Park, and Wildwood Retreat. You can find out more about Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico on their fine website, Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff, with us on the Buckmaster Show. We are always honored to have him with us, usually the first week of the month, and so much to talk about Syria. But General Wickham, I'd like to bring it home here to the Davis-Monthan situation. Some of these rumors about adverse actions, do you believe they might impact this very important base?
No, I don't think so. Let me come back quickly, Bill, to Dan's question. I didn't fully answer it. I think his question was that in the strike on Syria could escalate into continual fighting and boots on the ground and that kind of thing. There's no intention to put boots on the ground. And I think if there is to be a strike, my prognosis right now is we're probably not going to have a strike. But too much bike riding. But
I'm surprised you actually went out in the rain to do the your normal 10-mile bike.
But in any event, the my prognosis is we're probably not going to have a strike, given what the Russians have proposed.
Yeah.
And the uncertainties that go on there. But
and actually, Dan had a third part to his question we're talking about it, something about if there were a strike and Obama and this government had to go it alone, would he be treated like a war criminal? I think
that's a very pertinent question. And clearly, striking this way could be considered an act of war, and other nations who are not disposed that way might assume that it is an act of war. Surely the Syrians would. Now, the Israelis would welcome it. The Saudi Arabians would welcome it. The Turks would welcome it. So it's a mixed bag. But he's right. It could lead to further activities and hostilities. But our intelligence community concludes that Assad does not want to widen the war. He wants to end it on his own terms and not widen it. So the prognosis would be not that it's going to get worse, although Assad and his friends, Hezbollah, would claim that they would try to escalate it somewhat. So I think we got to take all of that with a grain of salt. In any event, back to Davis Monthan, I don't see any prospect for damage to Davis Monthan. There's going to be some cutbacks on all bases as the sequestration takes hold, layoffs of some civilians, cutbacks on some maintenance of activities, and surely there's going to be some activity going on with the saving of resources that we might otherwise be spending. So with sequestration, but I don't say, and of course, F-35 aircraft, there's plans to bring some of those to Davis-Monthan. The A-10 is probably going to be phased out, and that A-10, that will be a real loss in terms of close air support. But I would not see that as a serious loss for Davis-Monthan.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. There is one other question I would like to go back to Syria about, and that would be if Congress does decide not to approve military action, would it be highly unusual, unlikely for President Obama to then go ahead and do some kind of a military strike?
I think so, Bill. I think if the Congress votes no, both houses, I don't think they both houses will vote no. I think the Senate will vote yes, and the House probably closely a no, but maybe even a yes. But given the Russian proposal, I think everything's kind of up in the air right now. But in any event, and incidentally, I've got a conference call with Congressman Barber tomorrow about that very issue about voting. But in any event, if there is a vote no, I think the president would be in a minefield of difficulty were he to launch an attack with that kind of circumstance.
General
because
John,
the American people, in a way, are saying through their representatives, do not do this.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. And General Wickham, you have so much history that you can draw upon. Can you give us some kind of a parallel? Have you ever seen a situation like this in your career?
No, I haven't. I've not seen something like this. And the lack of support among nations is another manifestation of all of this, but the sad news is that Iran and North Korea may draw some comfort from this lack of support, that the spinelessness of the international community t- to do something about the use of weapons of mass destruction. That these rogue nations like North Korea and Iran may very well say, hey, maybe we can get away with using these weapons and acquiring them for our own purposes. And that bodes bad news for the world.
I want to talk a little bit about Veterans Affairs. President Obama has promised not to allow cuts to the VA budget. However, there are some concerns, are there not?
Yes, there are. There's was an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal recently here by a former head of the Veterans Administration, Mr. Principi, who's a veteran himself, and he was obviously commenting about the backlog of claims that continues to grow. And he says that's a serious problem for new vets, and we've got to do something about it. The VA is trying to do something about it, but my humble opinion, they're not moving fast enough. They need to get more people to evaluate these claims. In any event, Principi is saying what we should do is cut out the older veterans. Veterans that are 80 or 85 or thereabouts that are claiming injuries now or heart problems or Parkinson's or leukemia. It's probably caused by old age, not caused by anything that, from their service. And so we really ought to have a cutoff for older veterans so that they are not clogging the system. And I think that is totally wrong. I think that any veteran ought to be given the opportunity to put in the claim whatever the age and let the system evaluate it on its merits. Can you imagine the example that would, were we to cut off veterans on their claims, what kind of an example that would be for younger people going into the service to say to them, well, when you get to be a certain age, you aren't going to be allowed to get any kind of a claim. And they would say, well, I'm not sure I want to join up at all.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. And, of course, we always appreciate the General's visits with us every month. And hopefully we can time your November visit to be with us on Veterans Day so we can really dive a little deeper into the Veterans Administration and the situation there. But to wrap up again, General Wickham, because a lot of people may perhaps are joining us, did not hear the beginning of the interview. I want to characterize what you said, and again about Syria, and you, and I want to make sure this is right. You say at this point you do not think an airstrike is imminent or will be coming. Is that correct?
I do not think it's imminent, given the Russian proposal that needs to be examined, and the fact that we do not have a substantial world support to do it, and we'll have to see what comes out of the Congress. And right now, of course, the implications are that it's not going to be a strong supporting vote for taking action. So I think that all bodes for perhaps delay in terms of taking action. And the president would be really out on a limb, I think, were he to go it on his own.
And how much of this, General Wickham, we have not talked about what some of the reasons perhaps the American people just do not have the stomach right now for any kind of military action. How much is it of Iraq and Afghanistan fatigue?
I think it's all of that, Bill. The fact that we have spent $1 trillion in Iraq, and look what we have gotten. Nothing. We've gotten basically a sectarian warfare going on. Civil war in Iraq. We're spending almost $1 trillion more dollars on Afghanistan, and that's unclear what's going to come out of that. And when you add the veterans care on top of those $2 trillion, we're probably talking of another trillion or trillion and a half. So $3.5 trillion for those wars. And what have we gotten? We've gone into the wars with lack of vision and lack of understanding and lack of willingness to pay the bills for the long run. I don't think we need to get involved in that kind of activity in the future. I think counterinsurgency is on its way out.
All right, General Wickham, and of course the 12-year anniversary of 9/11 is this week, and we're just about out of time, but do you think we're better prepared as a nation? Quick answer, please, sir.
We are better prepared as a nation with Homeland Defense. Everybody going through airports sees that. Yes, we are better prepared. We've got better intelligence. We've defanged the terrorist networks around the world. Yes, there's going to still be some terrorists, some bad guys, but I think we're better able to deal with them and to capture them or to kill them.
General Wickham, it's always a pleasure again. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thanks, Bill. God bless you. You've got a wonderful program.
Thank you very much, sir. General John Wickham with us. Our monthly visit, very timely today with the situation in Syria. The Buckmaster Show wishes to thank Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. All of our in-studio guests are given a chilled bottle of Culligan water. Everyone always appreciates it. So I want to personally say thank you to Culligan for their support of the Buckmaster Show. And coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show. John, the Dean of Local Talk Show hosts, he'll be here in this very studio, 3 to 5 this afternoon. Then tomorrow morning, again, same studio, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Hope you have a great afternoon or a great evening. We'll be back with you at 12:04.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.